Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, parts of the country are set to be hit by intense winds and rain tonight. Fianna Fáil has committed to invest €2 billion in rural towns and villages. A Glenties councillor is calling for additional funding for the preservation of council houses affected by defective blocks in West Donegal. And Donegal County Council has been named Local Authority of the Year. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Mark Gallagher, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. First in news this evening, Nikita Hand has won her civil legal action against Conor McGregor, whom she accused of raping her in a Dublin hotel on the 9th of December 2018. However, the jury didn't find in her favour in relation to her lawsuit against the MMA fighter's friend, James Lawrence, whom she also accused of raping her that day. Court's correspondent Frank Rennie has this report, which contains details of a sexual nature that some listeners may find distressing.
This has been a difficult trial for Nikita Hand. Seated on a bench in front of Conor McGregor throughout, she appeared to be in some distress before she was called to give her evidence from the witness box. She broke down on a number of occasions, often requesting comfort breaks, as she relived what she described as a brutal rape at the hands of McGregor. She told the jury he pinned her on a bed in the penthouse suite after she rejected his sexual advances. She got very upset when she recounted how he choked her three times before raping her. He was not taking no for an answer, she said, and the more I struggled, the more he liked it. He denied it, claiming they had fully consensual sex, but the jury rejected his version of events. Ms. Hand also sued McGregor's friend, James Lawrence, for allegedly raping her after McGregor left the hotel, but the jury didn't find in her favour in relation to him. Frank Rainey at the High Court.
A man arrested in connection with the Creeslaw explosion has been released without charge. A file is to be prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. Keisha Connolly reports.
The man, aged in his 60s, was arrested for alleged offences, contrary to the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act. The explosion claimed the lives of 10 people. The youngest was just 5 years old. Gardaí say investigations are ongoing, coordinated from Milford Garda Station, where an incident room has been established under the direction of a senior investigating officer. The investigation continues to be led by local Gardaí in the Donegal Division, supported by the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation and other agencies, including the Health and Safety Authority and the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities.
Parts of the country are set to be hit by intense winds and rain tonight. Met Éireann has issued several weather warnings ahead of Storm Bert. Cork and Galway will be under a red alert for rain from midnight, while six counties will be under status orange warning until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Most of the country will be under a 14-hour status yellow alert for wind and rain from 10 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, a status yellow warning for snow, ice, rain and wind will come into force in Donegal at midnight. Liz Coleman from Met Éireann says people should avoid driving during tonight's storm.
It's going to be quite windy and wet, so I think people will just feel generally that they won't want to go outside because it is so miserable outside. But in terms of driving, if you know, when you're seeing a flooded road, it's best to avoid and not try and go through because you don't have any perception of what the depth is going to be.
The Road Safety Authority is also appealing to motorists to slow down during Storm Bert. David Martin from the RSA says there's an increased risk of aquaplaning in heavy rain.
What people need to know is that they need to slow down and allow greater braking distance between themselves and the vehicle in front in these wet weather conditions. And particularly on, you know, motorways and dual carriageways, these high speed roads where there's an increased risk of aquaplaning.
The Sinn Féin leader says she will make a united Ireland a clear issue to the British Prime Minister if elected as the next Taoiseach. The party outlined how it intends to prioritise achieving such a goal today, saying it would apply political and diplomatic pressure on the UK for the reunification of Ireland. Mary Lou MacDonald says Sinn Féin would resort to legal action if necessary.
The most consequential, I would think, thing for a sitting British Prime Minister would be the attitude and posture of a serving Irish Taoiseach. The British system will not voluntarily offer up a referendum. So the first major shift has to be the Taoiseach.
Meanwhile, Fianna Fáil has committed to invest €2 billion in rural towns and villages. The party launched its manifesto for rural Ireland today. Agriculture Minister Charney McConlogue says farmers will receive a boost as well in the form of €278 million per year. He says it's about breathing life into rural areas.
Fianna Fáil have very much put rural Ireland at the heart of government over the last 4.5 years, and we've delivered very significantly for rural communities. And it's now our objective to put forward a platform and to ask the public for their support on November the 29th to actually continue that work and to enhance that work. Rural Ireland and rural communities offer great opportunities, and indeed over the last 4 years with COVID, we've worked to make sure that the new opportunities in terms of working from home and supporting people to work from home and reinvigorating rural communities in the process, that those have been taken advantage of. We've seen through the Rural Regeneration Fund and the Urban Regeneration Fund investment in our towns and communities. That's work we now want to enhance and develop further. We've put together a Rural Communities Fund and a Rural Communities Plan with €2 billion specific funding to see our towns and villages invested in. We want to see a continuation and an enhancement and ramping up of bringing older buildings back to life. In my own county, for example, over the last couple of years, we've seen 900 applications for the derelict and vacant properties grant. We're looking to significantly increase that again. We want to see people living above shops in towns once more. And we want to ensure that farming continues as the backbone of the rural economy. And we've invested and put together the strongest manifesto of any of the parties in relation to how we're going to back farm families with €278 million of new investment every year. We have a range of candidates across the country who are committed to delivering this in government. Our track record over the last 4.5 years shows that we follow through in our manifesto commitments and that we deliver. We're now asking for the public support for our manifesto for rural Ireland and for their vote on election day so that we can deliver it in government over the next 5 years.
In Tuesday's general election, candidate in Donegal believes the party's proposal to bring thousands of workers back to Ireland will be hugely beneficial for Donegal. Inti wants to introduce grants and tax credits worth more than €10,000 over a number of years to attract skilled young people back to Ireland. The move would cost in the region of €350 million. Mary T. Sweeney believes that is achievable.
A €15,000 package, €5,000 to help them afford their flights back and deposits for accommodation, and the other €10,000 as a tax initiative that for the 3 years after they come back, they get a tax initiative, a threshold of €10,000.
Now, if everyone who'd had emigrated, who's a construction worker, came back at once, that would be a big cost to the government. How would you fund that?
Well, we have it actually costed at this stage. It would cost in the region of €350 million. And ANTA will use a Class 17 of the Exempt Development Regulations to allow that returning workers to build homes in a speedy fashion.
And is it something that you think is feasible if was rolled out?
Well, the reality is only that there are people coming from Australia here to cherry pick our young people, our brains of the country, and to take all the skilled workers to Australia. We need to do the same, and let's go and address this in Australia and give them the incentive to come home.
Glenties Council is calling for additional funding for the preservation of council houses affected by defective blocks in West Donegal. Councillor Brian Carr says in the absence of a scheme for the remediation of social homes, temporary work is necessary in a number of areas. In some cases, he says, paint jobs are being carried out, but a number of houses are in a more serious situation. Councillor Carr says what's also needed is a comprehensive testing programme to establish the true extent of the problem.
Glenties Town and Ardrath Town, the two towns, are faring off the worst at the moment in visual inspections. And like, we're no experts in defective block in this part of the county compared to the other part of the county, but we're starting to learn. And we see in the homes at the moment, there's 50 in Glenties. The council here have just completed a painting and filling the cracks, basically papering over the cracks, but they want to keep the people in the houses or in the homes as long as they possibly can.
And what this really does is highlight the need for a scheme to come out there, because whatever about the issues with the scheme for homeowners, and that's been well discussed and well documented, when it comes to social homes, as of yet, there is nothing on the table at all. And Donegal County Council is playing this waiting game to find out exactly what it can do and when it can do it.
Even the testing, there's no funding there for the testing for social homes. We're all sitting waiting for funding to come down from higher up to the county and then divvied out among the MDs so that the testing can take place in these homes in each area.
And the fear now is going to be that if after the election we have a long protracted period of discussion on the formation of a government, it could now be months before we get this on the ground.
100% correct there. The houses are deteriorating every day as this goes on, and as you said, it could take ages and ages for a government to be formed, and every house is getting worse and people are worrying every day. We had a meeting in Glenties last Thursday week with residents worried about their houses. They got letters to say that they couldn't buy their houses, and that's really worried them because they wanted to move on with their lives, purchase the house, but now they can't. This has been going on in the north of the county for years. It's only just coming down to this MD in the last couple of months.
Israel's ambassador to Ireland says she's disappointed in the Irish reaction to the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants. Tánaiste Micheál Martin said if the Israeli Prime Minister or any of the men outlined by the ICC came to Ireland, they would be arrested. Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defence secretary and the leader of Hamas are all accused of carrying out war crimes since the October the 7th attacks. Ambassador Donna Ehrlich says the ICC is a political tool and there is no truth to its claims.
But what we see in the actual so-called claims, that the factual claims don't hold at the ICC. The ICC is wrong both on the law and the facts. And we can go over each claim and show why this is wrong. And the ICC has not proved any alleged claims to be correct.
Three-quarters of £1 million worth of suspected cocaine has been seized after police searched a van in the Omagh area. Yesterday morning, detectives from the Paramilitary Crime Task Force investigating suspected criminal activity linked to the INLA conducted a search of a vehicle in the Dougherty Road area. A 38-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of possession of Class A controlled drugs with intent to supply and remains in police custody at this time. The need for speeding and parking issues at Gortley Graveyard in Letterkenny is back in the spotlight. An active travel scheme proposed for the route is currently at design stage. Councillor Kieran Brogan says given the number of people attending the graveyard, efforts need to be made to ensure their safety.
Gortley Graveyard is an issue that has been raised with people who visit the graveyard on a regular basis with me. And I think it's an opportunity here for active travel to actually improve. First of all, maybe slow down the traffic in that area. It's a busy part of town. And then maybe try and improve some of the parking. Safety is paramount here. It's in the heart of the town. So it's important if we can do something at Gortley Graveyard to try and improve that for the people visiting the graveyard and also for the road users as well, and even pedestrians too. It's a busy part of town. So hopefully if we get a party done for that, the area manager did commit to having a look at that. So hopefully we can get something positive happening there.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned mile after mile.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Republic of Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson says he's reasonably happy to have drawn Bulgaria in the Nations League playoffs. The teams will meet over two legs next March, with Ireland at home in the second game. The winners of the tie will be in League B in the next edition of the Nations League. And Hallgrímsson says they could have been paired with tougher opponents.
I would say okay draw. It was not my favourite, and it was not the worst. I think Slovakia was the highest FIFA-ranked team. Probably everybody liked to avoid them. But yeah, it's probably going to be an equal game.
Liverpool manager Arne Slot expects to be without Alisson, Diogo Jota and Trent Alexander-Arnold for their trip to Southampton. The trio are all recovering from injuries. The game on Sunday is the first of a tough run of fixtures for the Premier League leaders, with games against Real Madrid and Manchester City coming up. Slot insists the busy schedule won't be on his mind when he picks his team at St Mary's.
What does have an effect is the playing style of Southampton, the players coming back from South America, how fit are they, the injuries that we have, the players that are coming back. So that is the only thing that has something to do with the team selection, not at all the games that come afterwards.
Ireland goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher will start for Liverpool on Sunday. Our new head coach Ruben Amorim says he truly believes that he is the right man to take Manchester United back to the top. The former Sporting Lisbon boss is preparing for his first match, which is a Premier League trip to Ipswich on Sunday. Amorim insists he is ready for the challenge.
It's so much different than Sporting. In Sporting is a big club, but it's in Portugal. It's a global club, so you have so much to do. It's not just coaching the team. So I'm improving in that area, but I feel very happy, very comfortable, so I feel at home.
In the Irish League this evening, there's a big Belfast derby between Glentoran and Linfield at the Oval. And in the NIFL Championship, Institute are at home to Armagh City and Limavady are away to Ards. There's one game in local soccer this evening. Gweedore United will take on Cranford at 8pm in the Temple Domestic Appliances Division 1. Moving on to golf, Leona Maguire is tied for 21st early in her second round at the season-ending Tour Championship in Florida. The Cavan native is 3 under par, 5 strokes behind Korea's Narin An, who holds a one-shot advantage over the chasing pack at 8 under. In Gaelic games, the under-21 C final between St Nolls and Killybegs will take place this evening. That game will throw in at 8:30 under the lights at McCool Park in Ballybofey. The first of the under-21 B semi-finals will also be played this evening. Clonmacnoise and Milford will go head-to-head at 8 o'clock in Convoy. Our feature game this weekend is tomorrow's Ulster Junior Club Championship final, with Donegal champions Niamh Padraig, Ishka Kane Muff taking on Derry's Craig Bann. Niamh Padraig have been flying through the rounds in both county and province and are now just one win away from a first ever Ulster title. Here is their chairman, Joe McLaughlin.
Well, it's been massive. Actually massive for any show and any show on board. You know, when I think about Oisin, when I play in Gaelic football, there was only one club and any show. Now we have 7 clubs competing. That, in my time alone, is a massive progress. But the boost and the lift that it'll give to everybody in any show is fantastic. So, ni padagaboo.
We will have live match commentary with Oisin Kelly, Brendan Kilcoyne and Brendan Devaney from the 1:30pm throw-in tomorrow afternoon. In rugby, Ciarán Doris has taken the Irish rugby team for his captain's run ahead of tomorrow's match against Fiji. Hooker Gus McCarthy and flanker Cormac Uzuchukwu will both make their debuts from the start at the Aviva. Out half, Sam Prendergast will make his first match start for Ireland. And finally, in motorsport, Tyrone man Aaron Johnson sits alongside local hero Takamoto Katsuka in the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 1 as Toyota once again lock horns with Hyundai in the Constructors' Championship in this weekend's World Rally Championship finale, the Forum 8 Rally in Japan. Motorsport Ireland's iRally Academy crew of Josh McErlane and James Fulton return to WRC action in their Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, while the Wexford-Waterford pairing of Eamon Boland and MJ Morrissey are in a Ford Fiesta Rally 2. That is all your sport for today. We're back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Michael.
Thanks, Mark. And returning to some news, people in the West and Northwest are most likely to have a medical card. According to the Central Statistics Office, Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Ross, Cumann, Mayo and Galway had a population of over 750,000 people at the time of the 2022 census. 34% of people in the region had a medical card, while 11% had a GP visit card. And finally, Donegal County Council has been named Local Authority of the Year. The council received the prestigious accolade at last night's Chambers Ireland's Excellence in Local Government Awards. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Not only has Donegal County Council been named Local Authority of the Year, but it has also won the Supporting Sustainable Communities category for Burton Port and Arranmore Harbour to Island Regeneration, and the Health and Wellbeing category for the Model Beach Accessibility Project. Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says the recognition reflects the relentless work that councillors and council staff do day in and day out for the people of Donegal. John McLaughlin, the council's chief executive, meanwhile, says the award is a great reflection on the work of the council and the ambitious approach it has taken over the last number of years across a range of areas. This includes investments in economic and enterprise development, housing, capital build, roads, greenways, active travel, urban and rural regeneration, climate action, social inclusion and community development, and as well as an extensive cultural development programme.
Weather now, Storm Bert will bring very wet and windy conditions tonight, with widespread heavy rain causing flooding. The rain may be preceded by snow, and in combination with the strong winds, this could result in treacherous conditions for a time. Lowest temperatures of 0 to 3 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Nikita Hand has won her civil legal action against Conor McGregor, whom she accused of raping her in a Dublin hotel on the 9th of December 2018. However, the jury didn't find in her favour in relation to her lawsuit against MMA fighter's friend, James Lawrence, whom she also accused of raping her that day. A man arrested in connection with the Crease Law explosion has been released without charge. File is now to be prepared for the DPP. Parts of the country are set to be hit by intense winds and rain tonight. Met Éireann has issued several weather warnings ahead of Storm Bert. And Fianna Fáil has committed to invest €2 billion in rural towns and villages. The party launched its manifesto for rural Ireland today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Chewer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Charlin the Prive Scale Team. Hanig Agri Acti Gaeliga and Melfirsta Lakela and New Con Policy Lager Gaeliga a Elev Horlia Nakahra. Traha will Corlia can Pobli Bonaku Con Policy a Horses Ja. Mar Gneev Con and Pobble a Spragu La Parcha Glacus of Roses Corlia can Dagri Forum Ningail Belfirsta and Lairshu Las Mui the Holla de Kahra. The sé bhí an nuas bhí chórtha olhúr Belfast an airde ar háilte na halla na cathra féin, ag ní raibh aon gaeilge cártha san áireamh. Fáilsiú an plán náisiúnta thairbhísí poblí gaeilge fiche sa cathra go dtí trotha ar na mallamh. Le spreacha na leagcha ama faoi cúig mór héime. Faoin phláin tá tús cártha le prósas tairiscinne con forbertu yenever erlish intellecta sirga ur darav tegel ard intellect na giliga agus tahar agsul la bonu kostia chorlech don giliga sa remse digita comai. Tasha fogurha eg glor na gael go will fondurakt Joseph Victonaha eg tariskant jontish ein ura de chlobana arishtam liana. Ta jontas de shart gaid euro a holahar de fihis a kahar chlob at a clariha fwein skeim shios of Victonaha. Anus go meisha dan on comortus agus emakti ele a agru idjer bonskaltaha na manskaltaha in a gantar fein. Jenher na hiratish avas jirir ran fartjithas na skaltaha agus chanahar changa an tógra a tá bartithe. Agus tá fáras na gaeilge a ógairt go bhfuil scéim na gompantas dramaíochta profesiúnta agus amateur a bhí a bhí sa chúig, oscailte a nis agus cartar fáilte roimh iaratais go dtí an spreachtaint data de luain an séú le de mí anair. Agus tá cuairsa scoil dramaíochta a reáchtáil a mara an tríú le agus fí ag acadamh na hall scolaíochta ar an scraban i ngídór agus clúdaithí an cuairsa réimsí leathan de gníomhaíochtaí dramaíochta agus tá sé fáistena do bhúinteoirí bonscoiltathe ab bhaidh lofa a chuid drámaí a chláru le haghaidh na féile scoil dramaíochta an bhliain seo thugainn tosaí ina cuairsa ag a leathanéaní ag acadamh na hall scolaíochta. Sin mo thuid sé i go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, November the 22nd. The death has taken place of Maeve Duffy, Factory Road, Derrybeg, formerly of Gola Island and Strand Road, Bombeg. Her remains are reposing at her home until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Rosary nightly at 8 o'clock. House private after Rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Interment afterwards in Maharagan Cemetery. The Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Noreen O'Boyle, Owen Boy, Dumfries Buncrana, reposing at her daughter's residence, Pat Rafferty, in Dumfries Buncrana, leaving there at 9:30 on Sunday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columba's Church, Glenswilly. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. House private from 10 o'clock until 12 noon. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Sarah Payne, known as Sally, Rusky, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her home until 10 o'clock tonight. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock funeral service in Crossroads Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Bridget MacDonald, Tam, late of Dunaff, Urs Clamani. Her remains are reposing at her brother and sister-in-law Mac and Sally's residence, 3 Riverside Park, Clonmany. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Buncrana Nursing Unit and St Columbkill Village care of any family member or Comscape funeral directors. Eyes private, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Anne Murr, Tubin Burnfoot. Her remains are reposing at her home. Wake is strictly private to family and friends at the request of the deceased. Removal from her home tomorrow afternoon to St Murr's Church of Ireland Fáin for funeral service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Removal is strictly for family only, please. Family time, please, from 9 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Murr's Church of Ireland Fáin, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.